Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Camkon Specialty Chemicals Limited earnings conference call. This conference call may contain certain forward-looking statements about the company which are based on belief, opinion, and expectation of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamal Agarwal, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, dear. Good noon to everybody. On behalf of Camkon Specialty Chemicals Limited, I extend a warm welcome to everyone for joining us on the call today. On this call, we are joined by our Director and CFO, Mr. Rajesh Gandhi, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. I hope everyone has got an opportunity to go through the financial results and the investor presentation, which have been uploaded on the stock exchange as well as our company website. We'll give you a quick snapshot on the recent developments of the company, and then Mr. Rajesh will walk through the financial performance. We are leading manufacturers of organic and inorganic chemicals which are preliminary used in the pharmaceutical and oil field industries. Organic chemicals includes HMDS, which is widely used in the manufacture of antibiotics, and CMIC, which is mainly used as a key intermediate for anti-hepatitis B drugs, and bromobenzene, which is our newly launched and is used in agrochemical industry. Organic chemicals have been under pressure for the past, and some has been reflected in our business performance amidst a slow pickup from the pharma manufacturers. Demand of the newly launched organic chemicals has improved marginally, and we expect this product to receive once the demand is restored from major agrochemical manufacturers. Inorganic chemicals like bromides, calcium, zinc and sodium, which are mainly used in the completion fluids in the oil field industry. Inorganic chemicals business has recovered well and has reported a healthy performance for the quarter. Coming to recent developments, we plan to commercialize C10 at end of FY24 and C11 unit by FY25 is on track. We aim to manufacture new range of pharma products in this facility, which helps to widen our product basket. We have also acquired an adjoining land of about 25,000 square meters. Our present is 50,000 m square. So this is a 50% size expansion for the land availability to us. It is adjacent land to the existing facility at Manjusar and will be utilized for the future leg of expansion. Going forward, we expect the growth to start kicking in FY25 with revival in demand from major pharma players. We expect FY24 to remain moderate. We have huge growth opportunities as we move deeper into the pharma market and meet the need of chemical supply. Being a global leader in this pharmaceutical chemicals and a net cash company, we are well positioned to capitalize on future opportunities. Our role in this growth opportunity will be to facilitate them to have a sustainable partner in the long term. We have done meaningful investments over the years to increase the product offerings and will continue to do so to create long-term sustainable growth. Now I hand over to Mr. Rajesh Gandhi for giving you a glance at the financial performance of the company.
Thank you, Mr. Agarwal. Good afternoon, everyone. Q2 FY24 performance highlights. Total revenue stood at 75.2 crores as compared to 57.9 crores of Q2 FY23, growth of 29.8% on YOY basis. EBITDA for quarter came in at 8.3 crores with a degrowth of 13.2% on a YOY basis. EBITDA margin stood at 11.1% as against 16.6% in FY23 Q2. The decline in margins was mainly due to pricing headwinds. Profit after tax came in at 5.9 crores with a margin of 7.9% versus 7.8 crores with a margin of 13.5% in Q2 23. Domestic market contributed around 68%, whereas the international business contributes the remaining 32%. Organic chemicals volume stood at 1184 metric tons as against 677 metric tons in Q2 23. Inorganic chemicals volume came in at 1667 metric tons as against 1273 metric tons in same period last year. H1 FY24 performance highlights. Total revenue stood at 154.5 crores as compared to 147.3 crores in H1 23. EBITDA for H1 24 came in at 16.1 crores as against 43.1 crores in same period last year. EBITDA margin stood at 10.4% as against 29.3% in H1 FY23. Profit after tax came in at 11.8 crores as against Rs 33.3 crores in H1 23. PAT margins for first half of 24 stood at 7.7% as against 22.6% in same period last year. Domestic market contributed around 71%, whereas the international business contributes the remaining 29%. Organic chemicals volume stood at 2398 metric tons as against 1502 metric tons in H1 FY23. Inorganic chemical volume came in at 2918 metric tons as against 3273 metric tons in same period last year. With this, we conclude the presentation and open the floor for further discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Viraj Shah from Shah Investment. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi sir, good afternoon. Sir, can you elaborate more on adjoining land parcel purchase at our existing facility in Manjusar?
Our existing facility is in a size of 50,000 square meters. We have extended the boundaries and made it by adding 25,000 square meters roughly. The total becomes equal to or nearly more than 75,000 square meters. We have the plans to go ahead for the futuristic expansions in the same facility, and hence this land was required. It's been recently acquired.
Okay. Sir, so on that question only, sir, so are we, so how much capex have we incurred in H1? And do you have any guidance for the full year CapEx?
That details will be provided to you by SGA.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. And sir, could you also highlight more on bromides industry and how it has performed throughout this year?
The bromide industry that was lying in a low profile has picked up. We are working on nearly 75%-80% of the capacities in present time. We have enough order books also.
Okay. And sir, how do you see these chemicals performing the next year? Are we able to source the RM easily or we import it?
Our major RMs are imported.
Okay. And regarding the same for the next year performance, any guidance or something?
No, I don't. I won't propose to guide anything on that.
Okay, sir. No worries. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Akash Mehta from KPS Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon, and thanks for the opportunity. I had two major questions. Firstly, how has the HMDS and CMIC end user market been performing? And if you could guide for the market dynamic for the rest of the year?
Both the products are underperforming as on date, or has underperformed even in the last quarter. The demands have come down drastically by the pharma manufacturer and has impacted the Chemcon products like HMDS and CMIC also. Discussing with the client, the pharma manufacturer, there is a good hope to revive the things in the coming quarter.
Okay, sir. And on the bromobenzene front, if you could just throw some more color on the end application market for the same.
Bromobenzene is used by agrochemical industries, and major part of this is exports to China. I would say near to 100% of this is exports to China.
Great. I think that's it from me. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participant, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Yug Mehta from AB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sure. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Where are we on our P10 and P11 plant? Can you throw some light on this?
P10 is almost completed. We have commissioned that, and the final tune-ups are going on. We will be achieving that very soon. P11 is still under construction, and installations are going on. We hope we will be able to commission that in FY next year.
And what are the products we are targeting in P10 and P11 plant?
We are targeting a mixture of products, mainly for pharma intermediates. Substitution.
Where is the major demand traction coming from? And also, what is the ideal demand export ratio? Domestic export ratio one should expect going forward?
I said it will be an import substitution. You can understand there won't be much of exports, but it will be a domestic market in major. We'll be substituting the imports from China.
Okay. Can you highlight more on Gen? Highlight more on guanine product where we expect to commercialize the product.
This all will be organic chemicals, and they will be into the pharma as a major as well as going to agrochemicals.
Okay. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participant, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Saurav Kataruka, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I'm going back to one of your earlier calls after listing, where you had said that we have applied for the testing of semiconductor applications for HMDS. It is a time-taking process. I just wanted to check, is the company thinking towards the capturing, you know, the semiconductor market where, you know, companies are setting up plant in India? And is there any progress towards that? That is first question. And the second question is about the land acquired in the vicinity around 6 kilometers. I think you had said in the last call that it is a non-agriculture, it is an agricultural land and conversion approvals are awaited to non-agricultural land. Is there any progress on that? And by what timeline or what period do you think there will be some utilization of that land?
Hello, welcome. HMDS for the electronic applications, yes, we are hammering hard into that field and we will be finding the applications of the same in the country also. We will be, it will be a grand success for the organization, but keeping the fingers crossed, let the things materialize, I would propose that. As far as the land acquired around 7-8 kilometers away, that is still an agriculture land. The conversion to non-agriculture process is ongoing. These are the government formalities. The normal time to be taken is 90 days. That are the norms. But as it moves, it gets extended by 90 days every 90 days. That is the present scenario. The land that we have recently acquired, the adjacent land, this is already a non-agriculture land that we have purchased and can be utilized with the existing facility right from day one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And even for the pollution control or other the permissions, it will be just an extension of the area. So that is going to be the biggest advantage towards the availability of scope for expansion.
Okay. Thank you, sir. One suggestion, apart from the two questions which I asked, we know that the industry is going through tough times and it would be good if there is consistency in earnings call after every quarter, after 3 quarters. So that is one request, if you can do it every quarter. Last time there was a last minute change due to some exigency, but after that there was no update posted.
I understand. I welcome your suggestion. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you and great things for the presentation.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Chirag from Aksh Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon.
Very good known to you, Chirag.
I just wanted to know about the guanine product that we are talking in our earlier con call.
Yes, there are news that our product gets approvals from some of the end users. We got that approvals. The start of initial trials have already been initiated. And within the next quarter, there would be a commercial supply also. That is the status from Gunai.
And sir, you and sir, the promoter of the companies are also associated with so many companies, other companies that are also into the same business, like liquid bromide and MCF that are trading.
No promoter is associated with any company who is either using any of the bromide or is supplying any of the bromide.
Sir, Mr. Rajesh Agarwal is associated with some. Sir, Mr. Rajesh Agarwal is associated with one company which is selling the liquid bromide. And you people are from new company which is also dealing with MCF. That is the raw material of CMIC.
One sec. Rajveer Agarwal is associated with Sankfroid Marine. That is an upcoming plant for the production of bromine. Chemcon is not producing bromine.
Okay.
Right? It is an upcoming plant, only the land is acquired in that plant and yes, it is coming up for production of bromine which will be a raw material for Chemcon. Okay. Right? So he is not associated into any of the products manufactured or traded by Chemcon.
Okay.
Regarding the MCF, can you update me where you find how the management is associated into the trade? Where you find the data? Because none of the director or none of the stakeholder is associated with any transactions or any activity having similar interest in the business.
So I got the data from the MCF site.
Got the data from?
From the online site. So you people have formed a new company, registered. So I just go in through the data. 1 minute.
Yes. What company?
Sir, 1 minute. Sir, stands called Marine Chemical.
That I have already updated you. It is for bromine, not for MCF, dear.
Okay. Thank you,
Chirag.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Preet, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, Mr. Preet, you are audible.
As I have observed in the FY 2022, in the June quarter, we had a margin of 28%, and in the current quarter, we had a margin of 7%. Can you please elaborate about how there is a reduction in the margin?
Dear, we work on a value-added basis. The prices of the final product and raw material fluctuates drastically. So if you work up on percentage, I had been talking all the con-calls, that please do not evaluate Chemcon business on percentage basis. Because the raw material as well as the finished prices, they vary drastically.
Yeah, and can you please elaborate about how the cost of material consumed is getting costly day by day?
How the cost of
material consumed is getting costly day by day?
It depends upon the product basket. If I am making an X product, if, for example, bromide, if that demands or the production is more, the raw material consumption is more in that compared to the other organic products. So there cannot be an overall idea of how it is taking, because it is not a streamlined business. All products manufactured 100% equal quarter on quarter, day on day. It depends upon the market. If the market is demanding an X product, the raw material cost is cheaper, so it will go cheaper. So there will be a lower raw material consumption. If there is a demand for the Y product, the raw material consumption is more, the demand will change accordingly, company will manufacture accordingly, and hence the raw material cost may go up.
Okay, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us today on this earnings call. On behalf of the entire team, we wish you all a very happy Diwali and a prosperous new year. If you have any queries, please get in touch with SGA, our investor relationship advisors. With this, I conclude the call. Thank you.
On behalf of Chemcon Specialty Chemicals Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.